emperor couldn't believe his ears.
Honest of you. But as you said, it was your opinion.
No, that is dead. Something else.
What else?
Mr. Trundle's clock in the village hall. I wanted to see how it worked, so I climbed up into it and...
Kerplunk?
Kerplooey.
You broke the clock?
I didn't mean it, Father. I'm sorry.
It's not enough to be sorry. When you've done something wrong, you have to correct the thing you did.
That's it. I'll fix it, Father. I'll fix the clock by midnight. Then maybe Santa will...
You believe in Santa?
I don't know. But I've learned that I still got a lot to learn.
But, son, you don't know how to fix a clock.
That's all right, Father. Copernicus knew. You hope, and I'll hurry. You pray. And I'll plan. We'll do what's necessary, 'cause even a miracle needs a...
Soon they were back in the forest, safe and happy and very tired. They lit a fire and cooked some food, and everyone ate and ate. Robin Hood thanked Tom and Jerry for rescuing him and told them that he'd teach them how to shoot a bow and arrow in the morning. But all good things must come to an end. Just at that moment, Jerry woke up to find himself in his own little apartment. It had all been a dream. Well, maybe he'd dream about Robin Hood again sometime, he thought. Meanwhile, it had been wonderful while it had lasted. He wondered whether Tom would ever have a dream like his.